Hello, everybody. This is your host, Ethan Gregory Valenzuela from WBDG. I'm going to be doing sort of a podcast thing for this, although I'm going to do it a little bit differently than most people would. I'm just going to really break it up into sections and talk about a certain category, gaming, in fact. But these parts of gaming, I'm gonna take it slow and try to explain what I mean. So please forgive me. I enjoy gaming very much, so sorry if you don't like gaming or if you don't agree with me in some of these topics. That's not my purpose, but I'm just trying to inform / relate with some of these issues we gamers or people might have. Alright, anyway, I play a lot of video games. I play shooter games, multiplayer games, solo games, or I just tend to be alone most of the time playing Mario or Zelda. Pretty recognizable games that I'm talking about. But when I play multiplayer games, I play to be competitive. And to be competitive is fun for me. For others, it's very boring or frustrating. That I can relate to. There are some moments in gaming where it can just be frustrating. But there is no problem with not getting into the competitive side of gaming. If you're just in for having fun, that's amazing. I hope you have the funnest of times. But for me, I just want to find something more to do. Gaming has always been more to me than other people probably have been with other gaming areas. I try to keep it simple. And whenever I get frustrated, I just tend to either A, get off, or take a break. Because there's no reason to start hating your hobby because of one bad game, you know? No reason to drop it because of one bad game. No, it's better to evolve from that one game and just take a break and stop for a little bit and get back to it. So you can evolve and be better. Well, that's how I see it. In the competitive aspect, people tend to be, well, some might say salty, but it's called being angry or frustrated. So they take it out on the enemy team or their teammates. Either when their teammates haven't played good, they tend to just call them mean names. They do it to the enemy team too, even though they're probably not playing good either. But these people are probably having a bad day or just really frustrated. So it's best not to whiplash at them. So don't do the same thing that they're doing. There's no need to. It's okay to banter in the chat with the other enemy team, but you have to learn when you're being too serious. If you're getting to that point when each game you play, you're feeling more and more angry, it's best just to take a week off. Even if you're as competitive as the most competitive, the week off can really help the mental brain status effect. But stressing yourself will make it worse and worse, and you'll start to hate the games you love. Though I have talked trash as well. It isn't really no uncommon thing. If you're a gamer who's played an online game, there is a point in your life that you might have talked trash. If you haven't, I'm very surprised, and honestly, good for you. Hopefully you keep it up. Most gamers don't have, the stamina to do that. But some gamers do. when I play video games, I, like I said, I play them for joy. And I get off when I get angry. But to me, I also want to make it a job. I know that seems kind of silly. Well, it seemed silly. When I was around the age of, what, 5? I always wanted to play video games when I was younger. I could never really tell you why. I just wanted to. I just wanted to be a little bit better and keep playing. I just enjoyed it. I no merit or reason to it, except I just enjoyed it. But when I got into the competitive side, it became a bit different. I still enjoyed it, but I was a lot more competitive than I thought I was. I just loved winning, but at some points you have to learn to take the loss. And at a very young age, it was kind of hard for me to accept that losing was a thing. So around age 8 and below, around the competitive area, it was hard for me to accept losing. However, recent years, like, let's say 14 and up, I would like to say, I've learned to either take the loss and just go to the next game, or be a little bit angry / sad and then take a break. Sorry. I've just learned to deal with it. However, some cannot, which it can be understandable in some situations. Like if you go against a hacker, not many of you know what a hacker is, but, well, let me rephrase that. Not a lot of you know what a gamer hacker is. Gamer hackers are they're people that do hacks just to win or just to anger people. And that's why I don't understand, to be honest. I could sit here and say, oh, I don't understand. But yeah, I don't understand. I know, contradiction to myself, but I don't understand. Why wouldn't you want to get better at something instead of using hacks? Hacks aren't going to get you anywhere. You'll just get banned. But people that get banned get another account and then they go on their day hacking again. It's very aggravating for other people who play. People who play to achieve to be better. And there's, now in some games, there's nothing wrong with cheating. I know it's kind of silly to say that, seeing how I'm saying cheating is very bad. But in some games, it can be alright. But you have to learn what those games are. And in the competitive area, it's kind of not okay. Because people are trying to make that game more serious and something they can play for. They want to be better. Now, when I mean games that are okay, that means like games like Mario or Zelda. Those are like solo games where you can play alone, because you're not gonna bother anyone at all. Not me, at least. I don't care if you cheat in a solo game or not. It's not impacting my life. However, going into a competitive game and going through walls and making yourself invincible to kill, you know, killing in online games, it's annoying. But if you've seen as many hackers as I have, you kind of tend to expect it, and it's not hard to imagine. But But if you're getting into the competitive gaming area and you're new to it, I mean, it's understandable to be frustrated. But you're just going to have to learn to suspect those things from people, because some people don't care. They could sit there for hours and hours and hours hacking and making other people's days horrible, but they'll still not care about your feelings. They only care about their own. The only thing they care about is either A, making you mad, or B, just winning. And it's actually very sad that they have to make other people frustrated to make themselves happy. I don't understand that, to be honest. I'm not that kind of person. At least, not that I know of. I wouldn't ever imagine hacking to get better either. I want to get better on my own skills. I don't want to cheat. That's why I don't like cheating nor lying. Lying's a little bit different from cheating. Let me rephrase that. I don't like cheating, but I also don't like lying. Lying is not my thing. Lying is completely different from cheating. In video games, it's not bad to lie, especially if you're playing a multiplayer game like Valorant, let's say. If somebody's moving around the map and they're on your team, and you type in the chat, the all chat, which is where you can chat to the enemy team and your own team, AFK, which is away from keyboard, that means they're basically not at the computer and they're holding still, not doing anything. So you can trick the enemy to get away from the bomb or whatever you're playing so that you can have an edge up on them. That's their fault. That's their fault that they took the bait. It's not yours. It's not your teammates. It's theirs. They should just learn to either play safe or play how they were playing earlier. Not to listen to the enemy team to suspect they're telling the truth. No. No gamers really like that. They won't just flat out tell you the truth unless they really want the game just to end. Which is also another topic we get into, which is throwing. Throwing can be just as bad as hacking. When you're in a game, a new game, like it's just 0-0, and then you have a teammate who's throwing to D rank because they want to go down and help their other help other people, or just to make other people's days bad. It's very wrong to do, because what they do is lose games, countless of games that people are trying to rank up. This is competitive, by the way, if you didn't catch on. People that try to rank up try their best, and when they're hard stuck at a certain rank, it's hard for them to get back up because you have all these people that are either throwing or smurfing. We'll get into smurfing later. But throwing, they just don't care. They don't care if they make other people's lives miserable. They're just doing it to do it. And that's when you're just going to have to learn either A, okay, I'm not going to win this game, but I'll still try my best to be better or to evolve and become better, or B, win it and win it with all the might you can, or just try your best doing so. Because there's nothing wrong in that. You always want to be able to try your best and push forward through the hard times. And that's what gaming is all about. If you can keep going and pushing through, even when things get difficult, it's really actually kind of thrilling. It's fun, per se, at least to me. To strive to make yourself better, just it's so fun. Let's go on to smurfing, I guess. smurfing. What I mean by that is people making alternate accounts that are super high rank. Okay, let me give you a ranking list. Bronze, silver, gold, platinum. Okay. Bronze being the lowest rank and platinum being the highest. Now, obviously, in some games, there are higher ranks, but we're going to stick with those four. Now, imagine one player was platinum rank. But they have a buddy who's bronze rank. This is a different kind of smurfing, by the way. There are kind of several different reasons people smurf, but this is just one of them. This person can't play with them unless he's in silver, a low silver. So he drops multiple ranks. But in doing so, he's causing other people to lose their games. People who are trying to hit the highest rank, platinum, causing them to either D-rank or to get very low in their score. And when he finally hits bronze, he's going to carry that person all the way to the platinum without that person doing anything. Now, is that really right? Is it really right to bring a person up from bronze who doesn't try at all to get to platinum? Not really. Now, however, it's a little bit different. If a person is hard stuck bronze and you know they're either a silver or gold, it's not a wrong thing to do to want to bring them up. But dropping your own main account rank to bring them up is wrong. You should make another account and just start from scratch to help him, and then play on your main account whenever you want. Or B, try to teach him to be better, or teach him some ways he could improve his gameplay. With me, I kind of suck at competitive, but let me be honest here, I'm not as bad as the lowest rank, but I'm not as good as the top rank. No, I'm just, in my opinion, I'm in the middle, but I want to strive to be better. But I ain't gonna do it by hiring people to bring me up. No, that would feel like what I've been doing for these past years of my life has been a fail. A failed attempt to become better. And that's when if I ever do that, it'd feel like betraying my morals. And throwing everything I believed in out the window. Another example of smurfing is just doing it because they want to make other people's lives horrible. It's hard to imagine why people do this, but some people just enjoy it. I couldn't tell you why. I want to say people become better when they play video games, but it really depends on the person. Like me per se, I get angry sometimes. Sometimes I do talk trash, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I say GG, which is a good game. I can get over it sometimes I can't. But you gotta learn to try to control it. If you don't, you'll just hate your hobby, like I said. These games people play, they tend to bring the worst side out of everyone. You guys might think video games are pointless and they don't bring any value to society, or maybe you do. Maybe you think they're useful and bring point to society. In my opinion, I believe it can do both. Video games can be helpful in many ways to bring a relief to stress. Some people are very stressed throughout their days, so whenever they come back from work or school, they go to their video game console or whatever they have, and then they just play it. to relieve some of that stress and anxiety they have. Or some people do it because it reminds them of a past they could have done, or a past themselves used to have. But other people, when they play video games, they just lose themselves. And that's where things kind of go wrong. When you lose yourself in video games, you can't really bring yourself back up. And if you can, it's very difficult. Because then you're just stuck in a wormhole or a loophole of going back to video games. Now, me, I'm not a very social person, so video games are kind of my way of being social as I can. I'm a very hardcore introvert. My mom calls me an empath, which is, I think, someone that collects everyone's energies. I don't know what your beliefs are or anything. I guess that wouldn't be religion, but beliefs in, like, the supernatural or powers or something like that. Empath is, like, powers, I guess. Empath is the ability to read people's, feel people's emotions, and that's what mom says I can do. But I just feel tired around being everyone, and I can't do it for long, and that's why it's hard for me to be at school. So when I play video games, it makes me feel connected, I guess, socially, as the best of my abilities can do. I'm not really a social person. Even here and now in this class, I don't talk much. I also just, gonna be honest, I don't talk much. It's not that I hate talking, it's just, it's very exhausting. Maybe there are some people in here that agree with me. But, nothing I can, I try to improve this slowly, but it's still a painful struggle even for me. Hopefully I can overcome this eventually. If I can't, I'm looking stray on the life of a future. But I really do hope that people can find some joy in video games, whether it be a solo game, Tetris, Pac-Man, or a multiplayer game. But you have to learn not to make video games everything you do. Like, never. Some people don't eat when they play video games, or sleep, or drink. That's very unhealthy. You have to learn to balance everything. If you don't balance everything, you're gonna put your health at serious risk, or your life at risk. Now, social risks are, they're just as important. Having those people around you that care about you, you don't want to push them away further. So you have to learn when to take time off and hang out with them. But you also have to learn to take time off for yourself. You might consider your video games time off, but if you're playing them 24/7, it's not really taking time off for yourself. Because if you're ruining your health and not eating or eating too much, you're ruining your body and you can just come out with a lot of problems. So it's best that you, when you game, you learn to either, if you're overeating, A, limit your food, or when you're undereating, B, learn know when to eat and what to eat. That goes with overeating too, I guess. But gaming has been seen to be a very bad experience, causing anger and violence, which is true in some people, but you have to really come to think, why do people get angry and violent with these video games? Is that really the only problem? Some people, I'm not going to get too deep into this subject, bear in mind, get abused And some people see video games as a way of escaping it. It helps them release all the anger pent up inside them. So they escape to that game so that they can feel a little bit more free from the life they're living. Some people don't really particularly realize that. I don't know why. They refuse to believe it. But nothing I can do about it, nor you can do about it. It's just best to let people be the way they are. Sadly, we can't find every abuser or every bad time or ruin or get rid of all the bad times people have. No, sadly not. When the way time just evolves, we're just gonna have to learn to become better people and learn to either A, be better than the people that abused you, or B, just raise your kids better than what your parents did, or people around you, your aunt, grandpa, whatever, you know? But some people, that's hard, because some people reflect those actions. But I didn't mean to get into this topic so much. I'm sorry. This was supposed to be a gaming podcast, but I kind of slid into this topic. I'm kind of sorry about that. I hope you can forgive me. But yeah, video games can be an escape for people, but also can be a trap for people. And it's best to give yourself time off so it doesn't feel like a trap. It doesn't feel like you've been trapped into playing it for an eternity. It's best to either keep it as your hobby or as a little escape. However, it's not bad to have video games as an escape, but you want to have, you don't want to keep it there forever. You want to have people to trust. If you can talk to someone, that's perfectly fine. But if you're like me and it's hard to talk to people, just try to take time off and find other things to do, like exercise. Don't over-exercise. That is a thing. You can put very strain on your body by over-exercising. Or you can just watch TV for a little bit. That doesn't hurt. But looking at a screen all day can be strain for your eyes. It can cause you to go blind. So it's best just to take time off from the screen and just relax in the outdoors sometimes. But yeah, I think that's all I'm going to talk about for this podcast of gaming. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I really didn't mean to get too deep into that conversation about abuse and stuff, or the reason why people hide in their video games. But if you guys enjoyed this, I hope you continue to watch other people's podcasts and some similar subjects, or in fact become a little bit curious about video games if you don't like video games and try to play them, whether it be a solo or competitive one. It doesn't help. It's nice to challenge the mind a bit. Anyway, guys, I'm going to be signing off now, and I hope you guys enjoy yourselves and your days and weeks or years. I don't know, question mark. I don't know when you're watching this, not watching this, but hearing this. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Bye.